Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Edward T. Riley is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ed is he's the president and the CEO of American Management Association International, and he's been CEO of a number of organizations in his life, but he's been doing this for some time now. He is the editor of a book I'm holding in my hand, AMA's American Management Association's Business Boot Camp. He's going to teach us some things here in just a few minutes. And he's our new friend, Ed Riley. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. Ed, my audience may know this. They've heard me talk about this before. You probably don't, since we're just meeting. But in the last 15 years that I've been doing my show, probably no publisher of books has been more represented in the who knows how many hundreds of books I've launched on this show than Amacom.
Well, that's great. That's great to hear.
Yeah.
You know, book publishing is one of the vehicles that we use to get to a large audience with some great ideas. And, you know, our books are published and distributed in 34 countries around the world.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I promise you there's no other publisher as represented, which makes sense because you publish business books, and that's what we do here. So,
well, that's right.
I guess that kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
We appreciate the opportunity to talk to your audience because it's a sweet spot of what we're about. It's what our purpose is
right.
To help businesses deal with the issues of management and make their people more productive and make their organizations more productive.
Well, and we know that, and whenever we get, as you can imagine, we get a lot of books in here in our office every week. And when the Amacom books come in, we pay particular attention to them. Your book, though, you're the editor of the new book, Business Boot Camp. AMA's Business Boot Camp. Tell us what this is all about.
Sure. You know, even the title, Boot Camp, if you think about it, most of us have some idea what goes on. I have a great deal of respect after my years of working with the USO for the United States military.
Right.
And here's a process that people have developed over a period of time to take civilians, to take citizens, and in 8 or 9 weeks turn them into some of the best soldiers in the world. And so we're hoping that the concise information contained in this book can be quickly picked up, used by people, and turn them into much more effective leaders and managers and organizational directors of their businesses.
Well, and small business owners can always use help. One of the things small business owners are really good at is just raw instinctive ability to start and grow a business. But one of the things that we're often light on is a little bit of sophistication, a little bit of being a little more of a professional manager. And one of my goals in the last 15 years, Ed, has been to try to help small business owners understand that in their role, they are the CEO of their small business. And
well,
that means
they really are.
If
you look at the topics we cover in this book, the role of management, the role of performance management, how to deal with staff, how to set strategic planning, the leadership that's necessary. We think those things are necessary whether your business is large or small. As soon as you get to your third employee, you're going to be in the business of management.
Well, and something else, Ed, and this is one of the reasons why this is so difficult. Being a CEO of a small business is the hardest job in the world. The largest multinational corporation in the world with 200,000 employees, the CEO of that job, that company, does not have as tough a job as the CEO of a Main Street small business.
You know, I think that's right, because think about it. The person in a small business has to be the CEO, but they also have to be the COO.
That's right.
Many times they have to be the chief financial officer, and almost always they're the chief customer service representative.
That's exactly right. The buck really does stop on their desk, and that's the reason why I do what I do and why you do what you do. One of the things you talk about in your book is you talk about thinking strategically but acting tactically. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. I think it's so important that people have a big idea of where they want to go with their business. I mean, most small businesses will be probably pretty good at acting tactically, They've been operating and they know how to get things done today.
Right.
But in today's changing pace in the world that we live in today, the way technology changes, the way competition changes, the way product and development changes, even attitudes and how business environment changes, you need to be also stepping back, and that's part of that secret of being the COO and the CEO at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at that role of thinking strategically, you need to be thinking about what's next for your company, what's next for your organization, what's around the corner, and make sure you keep yourself organized to be able to move in that direction as well.
Exactly, and this is one of my beefs with a lot of the business publishing. The business magazine industry, they think that all small business owners want to know is our actionable things. 6 ways to do this and 5 ways to do that. And we talk about those things on the show, Ed, and the things that I write, we talk about these things. But you and I both know that it's not just about tactics. As one of the things a CEO of a big business does more than anything is to do the strategic thinking. And imagine where the company's going to be down the road. And small business owners have to do that too.
They need to do it, and almost as importantly, they need to make sure that they share that vision and gain commitment to that strategy with the rest of the people that work for them. Because that's really how they tell their associates where we're going, to gain the commitment so that they can operate on behalf of the CEO in a way that would be expected, the way you want your customers to be treated, the way you want your products developed, the way you want things done in your organization. All of that is done by people 8, 10, 12 hours a day who are not necessarily in your direct view, and you need to understand what you want them to be
doing. Well, and the other thing is whenever a big business CEO starts talking strategy with their direct reports, those people have gone to school and maybe have advanced degrees in strategy. The CEO of a small business talking about strategy to their direct reports, those people probably have not had that education. And so we really have to be able to do it we have to understand it granularly, and we have to deliver it and explain it that way.
That's right. But, you know, it's such a great motivational tool to have the folks that you work with understand the bigger picture about the business, to take them into your confidence, to tell them where you're going, why we exist, why what we do here is important, and how we expect you to treat our customers on a day-in and day-out basis.
Right.
It's a terrific both communication and motivational tool.
Ed, give us the website, please.
www.amanet.org.
AMANET.org. The book is called Business Bootcamp. It's published by Amacom. That's the publishing division of the American Management Association. Quick break, 20 after. I'll be right back with Ed Reilly. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.